knows how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with. That's me. Well,
I walk back down. I am not an African American.
You're Oreo cookie, white in the inside and black on the outside.
I don't have an Afro, I have an Amerifro.
Talking that idiotic stuff you talk about, I would slap you.
Go ahead, make my day.
Black at the Ace of Spades, but 100% American.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. The Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. A lot is going on today, folks, already. Lots of stuff to cover. I want to get to this free will situation here in a minute. But first, there was a mass shooting at a Country Line dancing bar in Thousand Oaks, California, overnight. This happened last night. And Thousand Oaks, for those who don't know, because you don't live in L.A. per se, is northwest of Los Angeles. And it is a beautiful area, really nice, beautiful, open space type of area. And it's really nice up there. 13 people were killed, included a veteran police officer set to retire this year, and the killer who reportedly turned a gun on himself. It was a college night at the bar, ages 18 and up. So can you imagine that? College night at the bar and some crazy come in and just take out his anger on everybody. This is from the Daily Mail. The suspect was reportedly wearing all black, a trench coat, glasses, baseball cap, and a mask covering his face. He let off at least 30 shots from a pistol with extended magazines and threw smoke grenades on the dance floor. So this guy walked in and people are dancing, you know, college kids, country night, line dance night. They're up there having fun and some idiot comes in. This is the crazy of society today. Here's the NBC News. A woman who witnessed the shooting speaks.
I'm scared just like...
Blame you. You mentioned seeing, you believe, the shooter. You didn't go into a great description. I'm not going to ask you. He's unrattled enough. Did you happen to see a weapon, a barrel, a sparks?
I saw a gun being pointed. But not at me, no. But, like, it was kind of where the people go to, like, where you pay. But I don't want to, like, fully, you know, I don't
want to
give any false information.
Amazing. She talked about going outside and looking for her friends.
I was able to get to the parking lot, and I found some people, and I was like, can I get in your car? And they let me in, and my friend came up to me, and I found her, and we had her keys. And we got in her car, and we circled around this whole place. We weren't going to leave our friends. And I was yelling her name out. She was hiding in the bushes. But yeah, I'm glad that all my friends, and I don't know.
Amazing, folks. And the last report here, NBC News reported tells about the police sergeant who was killed.
Learning more and more about Sergeant Helis. He's a family man. He's an outdoorsman. The sheriff talked about how they were workout buddies together. Been on the department for 29 years, more than 29 years. In fact, it to be exact, about 29 years and 4 months. Planning to retire just next year. So really, at the end of his service with the department, a department that you know, he swore to protect. And the sheriff even saying today, early this morning, that this is. this is an officer, a deputy who went to save lives. That was his job, and that's what he was doing, and he died a hero.
Amazing. We got to return to values in our country. We got to put a big, beautiful wall around the borders. I don't know who did this particular shooting. We got to really bring back family, and we got to establish what's right. Otherwise, we're going to see more of this in our country. When you turn away from what is right, when you turn away from God, then evil comes in. It destroys. It really does. And it's unfortunate that we are at a time in America where most people don't understand the order of life. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. When you get away from that spiritual order, then you're serving evil. Whether you admit it, know it, act like it, or whatever, you are serving evil. And these things will come upon you. President Trump tweeted, "I have been fully briefed on the terrible shooting in California. Law enforcement and first responders, together with the FBI, are on scene. 13 people at this time have been reported dead. Likewise, the shooter is dead, along with the first police officer to enter the bar. Great bravery shown by police. California Highway Patrol was on scene within 3 minutes, with first officer to enter shot numerous times. With first officer to enter shot numerous times. That sheriff sergeant died in the hospital. God bless all of the victims and families of the victim. Thank you to law enforcement." And, you know, when I hear stories like this about these officers, these men and women who put their lives on the line for us, we the people, they get up in the morning or at night, whenever they work, and they leave their families, and they go out and they have to deal with evil. And for anyone to be attacking police officers in America today, you're the evil one. You should be faking these people, buying them a breakfast or something, because these men and women are getting up, and they don't know if they're going to return to their families. They don't, and their families don't know if they're going to return home. This officer went in right away by himself. He didn't wait for backup, and his life was taken. It was reported that as soon as he walked into the building there, the shooter just shot him and killed him right away. Several times he was shot, according to some reports. So I ask that you remember the families of these people, these victims, in your prayer today. Remember this officer and his family. He was set to retire. He has a wife. He leave behind a wife and a son. Amazing thing. This is evil at work. Also, attorney Jeff Sessions has resigned. Reportedly at President Trump's request, President Trump tweeted, "We are pleased to announce that Matthew G. Whitaker, chief of staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Department of Justice, will become our new acting Attorney General of the United States. He will serve our country well. We thank Attorney General Jeff Sessions for his service and wish him well. A permanent replacement will be nominated at a later date." Amazing. I wish Jeff Sessions well, too. I like him personally. I thought he was an excellent senator. I happen to know that while Attorney General, he really jumped on dealing with the illegal alien situation. He even hired extra judges, you know, in order to handle so many backed up cases. I was disappointed when the judge did not get involved in the so-called Russia collusion. And likewise, and because of that, the children of the lie, those who hate the president, they can't be trusted. And they are trying to get rid of this president. I believe that had Jeff Sessions been involved, this thing would be over already. But I wish Attorney General Jeff Sessions well. It's been reported that he will retire and not run again for Senate. If he did, he would win just like that. He can get his seat back. He's really loved in Alabama. He is a good man. We need someone there now who will deal with the children of the lie. This battle that we're fighting is a spiritual battle. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, or dad-be-dad-ism is good versus evil. And since the great white hope, President Trump, has been in the White House, we have seen evil right in front of our faces. It's unfortunate that young people, not all, of course, but most have been brainwashed, dumbed down, and demoralized by the educational system, by failing parents, and they're out there voting for the children of the lie because it doesn't logically make sense that you can have a president who's been there for a year, almost 2 years now, and he's done such great job for this country, bringing back order to America, putting America first. I am a nationalist, and I believe in my country first. I believe if I was married, had children, I have children, well, at least one, I would put my family first, not some other country or some other family. This president has clearly done that. And yet there are people who voted in the Democratic representatives who can care less about the country, who are pure evil, evil. And you voted them in. It's like you're fighting against yourself. It's crazy. But that's what we have to deal with. I wish Attorney General Jeff Sessions well. I really do. I wish you well, sir. So Fox News is reporting breaking news. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fractured three ribs in a fall. There she is. Fractured three ribs in a fall. And this is the same woman that allegedly, I believe she admitted, drank some wine and went to one of the went to Obama's State of the Union address after drinking that wine and fell asleep. You can't drink wine and go to an event unless you're going to be dancing or moving about, all right? But apparently she fell and fractured three ribs. I wonder how old this woman is. She looked like she needed to retire or something. Just thinking out loud. Some of you know that I counsel with men and women, young and old, around the world every day. One thing I've noticed that most people have in common, and it's such a great deception, and I want to try to clear it up. I know a lot of you believe this lie. We have been told so many lies in the fallen state, and those lies help keep us in that fallen state. If you don't seek first the kingdom of God in his right way so that all would be added, meaning that he will wake you up so you can see and overcome the lies. But I counsel with a lot of men and women, young and old, of all races too. And one theme that most people have is that most people believe that they have a free will. A free will. And I want you to know that is another great lie. You do not have a free will. You're not in control of your own life. You're being controlled by the spirit that you serve. If you're in a fallen state, Satan is your daddy. He's controlling you and all his little demons that's made a home in you. If you have overcome that fallen state, if you have risen above that fallen state, then God is your Father, and he is controlling you along with the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. You do not have a free will. And I understand in that fallen state you believe that. I'm counseling with a person right now who is trying to overcome being, drinking and doing smoking pot and other stuff. And they were telling me how they, in the evening time when going home after work or whatever, they go past this liquor store near their home and they can't help but stop in there, and they don't know why they can't will themselves to not go in there. And I said to the person, well, you don't have a free will. You can't make yourself do anything. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And at first he didn't believe it. So I don't try to make people believe anything, because if I force you to believe it, it's no different than the preachers and your parents and the fake teachers in the education system who have forced you to believe in things. You either see it for yourself or you don't. If you don't see it for yourself, it's not yours. So I asked him to, next time you get near the liquor store, notice the voice that tells you, get a beer. And you go in there, getting this beer, you think you got to get one, you end up with a six-pack. And I said to him, you cannot will yourself not to do it. So as long as you try to will yourself to do anything, you dig a hole for yourself. You're not in control. You do not have a will. Only prideful people who are children of Satan believe that they have a will, a free will. You don't have one. All right? You may have a frozen will, subject to the God that you serve. Your will is frozen in him, and he controls you. So what you have to do, if you decide you want to overcome the fallen state, you need to observe the voices in your head, which are not your own. You don't create them. They're not from God. They're from your father, the devil. They sound like you. You hear your own voice and say, go get a beer. You had a long day. Not a big deal. And you hear yourself saying that, what sounds like your voice, you think, oh, no big deal, right? But you know you should not be doing it, and you find yourself doing it. But on the way in there to the store, you say, well, I'll just get one. That doesn't work. So what I recommend you do, if you decide you want to overcome the fallen state, I will observe every thought. Because God doesn't talk to you. He reveals to you. His voice is a voiceless voice. Satan talked to you in a voice, wordy voice, a loud voice in your head, and God revealed to you revelation, which is a voiceless voice. And when you get that, it's clear, and you can do as you see to do. But when you listen to this voice in your head, so what I recommend is that you doubt every voice. Everyone is a lie. Bring all thoughts into captivity. It's so amazing. I've been doing this for 29 years now, and I've grown and grown and grown, and it's so amazing. I observe the thoughts that comes, and it's amazing the type of thoughts that comes. And they're not my own. I have not created those thoughts. Something come I would never think to do or never think about. So you're not your thoughts. You don't create them. They are not from God. Even the ones that remind you of the scriptures. You know, a lot of people read the Bible and they remember the scriptures and they quote the scriptures. That's Satan repeating the scriptures to you in order to keep you in the intellect, which is of his mind, rather than the discovering, which is of God's mind. So that he would make you think you know God when you don't. And then when nothing changes in your life, he causes you to come up with excuses. No one is perfect. We are human. Everybody sins. He causes you to make up lies about not being able to be perfect. Be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So do what you want. But I highly recommend you recognize that you don't have a free will. And doubt every thought. Bring every thought. The ones that seem good and the ones that seem bad, they build you up to let you down. They cause you to destroy yourself and everybody and everything around you. They're not your own. And there's no such thing. Those that remind you of the past and of the future, both is an illusion. No such thing as the past. It doesn't exist. Where is it? Where's the future? And God said to come into his present. Live in the moment. Live in the present where he is. And it's amazing. Step by step. And all those weird things you picked up, like drinking, sexing, lying, stealing, alcohol, adultery, pornography, smoking pot, doing any type of drugs, relying on other people would disappear. Your faith would be in God, and all would be well. Just a little FYI, because we've been so lied to and people are not free. If you believe in the Father, then you should have perfect peace. If you don't, it's because you don't truly believe in him. You believe about him. When I come back, I'm going to take your calls. It's an amazing time. It's time to wake up. Return to the Father. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, and we're not in control. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State on my YouTube channel, thefallenstate.tv. It's coming up tonight at 6 p.m. At 6 p.m. Pacific time, I interviewed a Black Student Union president on Black colleges versus PWIs, predominantly white institution. And here's a trailer from that.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is the purpose of the Black Student Union at Antelope Valley College?
We are at a PWI, which is a predominantly white institution. The students are not predominantly white. The majority of the students are Hispanic. It's like 65%. But the faculty and staff are like all white. We want to make sure that we are heard.
Heard in what way?
Needs. I would say needs.
And what are the needs?
The end goal is for all of us, Blacks, white, Mexican, all that, to be right here.
I've noticed that most Black men, young and old, are beta males. Beta!
First of all, I didn't even want to go to college, if we're being honest.
You did not want to go to college?
Oh, no.
Check out The Fallen State. It is amazing. And thank you all for your support. We have T-shirts there, coffee mugs, all types of good things. And every dime goes back into what you see happening. We have a Patreon page there. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, and all those good things. All right? We absolutely appreciate it. You know, I've been telling you about my nonprofit organization, Bond. For 28 years, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am 100% convinced that if we don't rebuild families, then goodbye America. It's not going to work. And I think most people know it. Even the children of the line know and understands this. But they don't want their family back because they are of their father, the devil. And so the children of the truth have to be brave enough to force this to happen. Bring back God's order. And when I say force, go against the children of the line. And white people, you need to start having some babies, really. You need to get married and have a truckload of babies because the people of color are coming in, and those who are here, they hate you, and they are taking over the government, and we're going to have South Africa, Mommy Africa in America. Some reason or another, white people decided they're not going to have babies. And if they do, they're going to only have one and two at best. Where did that come from? Why your enemies are overtaking you. And when they do, it's over for America. Look at South Africa. Mommy Africa is controlled by blacks. And what are they doing? Killing the whites. Taking their land. Just horrible things happening over there. You're not hearing about it, because it's happening to whites. Same thing in Europe, that Muslims and other foreigners are taking over that country. And what are they doing? Killing the whites. White people, what's wrong with you? Especially white men. What is up? Return to God so you can return to courage. I don't want to lose my country. I love America. I am an American. And I'm warning you that if you don't wake up, after a while, it's just going to be too late. There was a woman who was elected to Congress, I believe, and she is Indian, you know, like Indian, not from India, but the one that was supposed to have been here when the white folks got here. And in her speech, and we got to get that for you a little later here, she said, I never thought that a person like me could be elected to Congress in America. And I thought, what in the world is this psycho woman talking about? That woman should not be representing anyone in America. That's not the way we think and act in America. In this great country, you can do and become whatever you want. But in my personal opinion, it was an attack on white people, I believe, when they say that kind of stuff. Oh, she may have, James has reminded me, oh, yeah, you're right, James. She's from Palestine or Somalia. It wasn't Indian. That's what it was, because they had two of those people who was elected this time around. They had two Muslim women elected to Congress, and it was reported one is at least from Somalia, and the other one is Palestine, from Palestine or something. Those people should not be in our government with that type of mentality. I don't want a government that is based on your color, your gender, or your country, or wherever you come from, wherever you came from. I want American people running our country, people who are just American. But anyway, what we have been doing at Bond is rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. We encourage men and women to get married before having children. No more babies out of wedlock. People who are doing that have been corrupt by the children of the lie and the failing of their parents. And so check us out at rebuildingtheman.com. We do other things too, show these guys and ladies how to overcome anger. We encourage work. We help start businesses and all kind of good stuff. Well, lo and behold, and I've been doing several weddings the last couple of months or so. I didn't do this particular wedding, but Brandon and his fiance, Lydia, got married. And we have a picture of them there from Houston. So I get this message from Brandon this morning. That's when I saw it this morning. Good morning. Lydia and I got married last weekend. I wanted to share a picture with you and tell you thank you for your love and your guidance. We are grateful for you and all you do. God bless you, Uncle Jesse. Brandon from Houston. Congratulations. A round of applause for Brandon and Lydia. And they worked out all their little issues with their parents. They dropped the anger, and they are getting married in the right way. Brandon, thank God, is on the line out of Houston, Texas. Brandon, thank you for calling, and congratulations to you and Lydia.
Oh, man, y'all went over the top, man. That's really cool.
It's amazing.
It is, man. It's crazy. We doing everything right. It
yes.
feels awesome, man.
That's right.
It's awesome.
So, Brandon, when did you guys get married?
Did you say when?
Uh huh.
Last weekend.
Congratulations! It is.
Yeah. Thanks.
As you said, when you do what's right, it's amazing, huh?
It is. Look, I wanted to say this. About 2 years ago, I called you, and I was talking to you about, I don't know, my relationship or her parents or some kind of drama. And you had asked, I hear you talking to people all the time, and you'll be like, do y'all live together? You know, their boyfriend and girlfriend. They'd be like, yeah, we live together, but it's only for financial reasons, so we can save money. I said the same thing to you 2 years ago, and then you was like, are y'all sleeping together? And I was like, yeah, but we're going to get married. We're engaged, so, you know, it don't really matter. Same thing I hear people all the time. But look, I moved out. I moved away from her. We stopped having sex with each other. So we could really see, you know, what's really going on without all of that foolishness. But my point is, man, I hear people all the time making the excuses. But when you do it the right way, you feel clean.
Yes.
You don't have doubt. You don't have guilt. You just feel right, man.
That's right. Absolutely. When men and women have sex before marriage and or live together before marriage, and if they end up getting married while living together and having sex, they're literally getting married in hell. And that's why once they get married, they catch hell. But if they at least separate for a year is not long. No sex, get to know each other, don't live together. At least you know that this is the person I want to be with because now you know the person. But when you have sex before marriage, you don't know the person. Men don't know the women that they're marrying. Women don't know the men because it's all clouded based on emotions and not logic.
On emotion. That's right. Too much emotion. And also what it did for me was give me the chance to go be by myself and be responsible by myself, paying all my bills, going to work, doing everything by myself. So when we got married, she moved in to my place that I had prepared for us for her to come be a part of my life now.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
A man who moves into a woman's place is a beta male.
No doubt about it.
And every time she gets angry, she reminds you, this is my place. You got to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I usually don't look at the live chat on YouTube because it's a lot of nonsense, but I checked it out while I was on hold. And I just want to say they had somebody saying, you know, one of these MGTOW people saying people who get married, men who get married, is it's a beta move. But check it out, man. A man should be married. You should. The only way you can contribute and be a good, godly person is by being a man, marrying a good woman, having a family. You can't do that without getting married.
It's not a beta male to get married if you want to have a family. It's a beta male to run away from women. And a lot of these guys are afraid of women because they have not overcome their mothers. So they don't know how to handle women, and they run. That's a beta male. But you are doing it the right way. That is an alpha male, not a beta male.
I mean, if you want to be an alpha and be a good American, be a good citizen, a good person, get married, be a strong husband, be a strong father, be a good person. You know, that's alpha. That's as alpha as it gets. But yeah, man, thank you for everything, man.
You're welcome. God bless you. And make sure you and your wife have a truckload of babies.
Yeah. we'll be working on it soon.
And just have them until God says stop, until he doesn't allow you to have any more.
That's crazy. We'll definitely think about that. Hey, can I ask you something, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Now that we're married, you know, how do we pray together? I do the silent prayer.
Yes.
I want to involve her, you know, in that. How do we do that? How do we do that?
You don't necessarily have to pray together.
Uh-huh.
You go into your closet alone and be still and know God. Show her how to do the silent prayer, and you do it. And, if you guys end up doing it together sometime, that's fine if it happened naturally. But you do it so you can continue to be the head of your wife, being guided by what is right, and then let her do her prayer herself.
Got it. I got you. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know where that saying that says a family that prays together stays together. That's not true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
No, you need to be the head of your wife as Christ is the head of you, and all will be well. And when you guys have issues, because you will have them, but because God is with you, they won't be as destructive. They won't be destructive in the manner that those who are not with God, when they fight. So you're going to be fine. Stay with the prayer. Make sure you do it morning and night. And then practice being aware. And it's the awareness of God that's going to lead you and your wife and your family in the right way to go.
Right on.
All right. God bless you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you too, sir. It's good to talk to you.
Right on.
I'll holler at you later.
Tell Lydia I said congratulations, all right?
I will later on today. Yep.
Okay. Amazing.
Hey, man. Later.
Bye. Wow. Is this what we do at Bond? Rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. Make a donation to the nonprofit. Go to Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding a Man or call 800-411-2663. 28 years of doing this without one dime from the government. I want to talk to Tommy out of Michigan. Tommy, you're on the air.
Make me forget what I want to say when you first started talking anymore. But anyway, Jesse, I have spoken to you before. I'm an evangelist. Remember? Are you there?
I'm here, but I don't remember, and I apologize.
Well, it's okay. And you were talking about what happened out there in California and at that bar. And
yeah, the shooting last
all
night.
All the stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to you before, I told you that the Lord came to me in a dream.
Hold on, Tommy. Hold your dream. Amazing. Someone asked me, what does moving away allows you to know? When you don't live, when men and women don't live together, or if they live together, they move away from each other, live in separate apartments or homes or whatever, you get to know if you really know this person. You get to know the person, and you marry the person based on loving them due to character. But when you have, when you're living together, you're having sex, it's sexual, and sex is not love, but it'll awaken your emotions, what feels like love, and that's not real love. And then when you move in or you do get married, it's all hell, because the sexual desire gonna fade away after a while, and you realize, this is not the person I want to be with. And so most of the time, you discover that beforehand, and you end up walking away, and there's no emotional drama. We have two more hours to go. Go to jlptalk.com. JLPtalk.com, all right? Stay with me. The radio show is 3 hours long. I'm on the great Newsmax for the first hour of the three-hour show. Tommy, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, first of all, I'm an Alabama girl. I was born in Alabama, Dallas County, right up from Selma.
Sweet home, Alabama.
A place called Beloit, Alabama, right up from Selma. Okay?
Yes.
And I was talking to you about the Lord calling me to be an evangelist. I don't know why, but he did.
And, when you say you heard his voice, when you say...
Let me finish, because you make me forget what I want to say, Jesse. Let me talk.
When you say you heard his voice, what did his voice sound like?
His voice sound like very calm and loving, okay? He said to me, tell the people to be ready. I'm on my way.
Was he talking to you?
Let me talk, Jesse.
Wait, let me ask her. Was he talking to you with words?
He was, huh?
Was he speaking to you with words?
Yes, he was.
That's not from God.
Jesse, don't tell me what those are, okay?
No, that's from Satan.
You are not. Who are you? Let me finish telling you, okay?
No, but I want you to know.
But you ain't going to want me nothing. Let me talk.
Hold on. Tommy, I'm going to let you talk. But
God's voice.
No, you don't.
Hey.
Tommy, hold on.
I go to John 14.
He tells
me to let not my heart
Tommy.
Be troubled.
Tommy.
Believe in him.
Hold, let me put Tommy on hold. A crazy. God's voice is a voiceless voice. It's a revelation. It reveals Satan talk. And a lot of people have been deceived and believe that they've been called by that voice that talked to you with words. That's from Satan. That's not from God. Hold on, Tommy. I'll get to everybody. But that's not from God. That's the devil. It's not from God. Tommy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
God got me. I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because God don't speak to you in an audible voice. You don't know what God will do to me, okay?
No, he's not going to speak to you in an audible voice.
You can't speak from me. You're not God.
No, that's not from God. That's Satan.
That is true. It's true to me. Let me tell you, he came to me and he said to me, tell the people to be ready.
That's not true.
He didn't say, get ready. He said, be ready. He said, I'm on my way.
That's not true.
I am not pleased with this world. And biblically, the rapture is going to happen. Jesus will come and take the people out of here back to heaven for the 7-year tribulation, where Satan is going to go wild for the 7 years. Okay? And then the Lord will come back
I don't want you to preach at me. Cut it out. I want to go back to tell you that that's not from God.
Jesse, because I tell you don't tell me.
Because we have the Holy... Hold on, Tommy. Hold on. I'll put Tommy on hold. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us now, and he will reveal all things to us. God is not going to tell Tommy to tell everybody, be ready. That's not true. He will reveal to you all that you need to know, folks. You have the teacher within. Go ahead.
Do you understand me?
No, because I have you on hold.
Jesse?
I'm sorry?
And you don't tell me what Jesus said to me.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, I'm a child of God.
No,
God,
you're not.
To me.
No, you're not.
Who made you the chief? God is in charge.
Because you're
and
telling
me. The world is not going to get any better.
Tell me.
Because Satan is in this world.
Tell me, you're telling
me. I cling to my Lord and Savior.
No, you don't.
Yes. Oh, Jesse, God going to get you for that. God, you heard me. You heard me. You won't be laughing then.
Tommy, I think you mean.
You'll be on this earth with Satan.
Hold on, Tommy.
You're not God. You're
hold
not
on,
God,
Tommy.
Jesse.
I'll put Tommy on hold again. When you get married, if you're married a wife that won't listen, put on hold. Tommy mean well. I really do think she mean well. She's just been taught wrong. And she's in a fallen state and doesn't realize she's in her intellect. It's not logical that God going to tell some woman in Michigan, how is she going to get the message out there, right? We have the Holy Spirit in us to teach us all things. And she said God talked to her in an audible voice. That voice is of the devil. That's why God said, bring every thought into captivity. He doesn't want you to listen to any of them because it's Satan playing God, deceiving you. Am I right about
who you made you God? He did not. And you will see. You are very rude.
I know, but I'm trying to help you.
You don't know but nothing. You are very rude.
I'm trying to help
God.
You.
And I hope your audience hear this.
Tell me, do you still sin?
I know
sin?
The Lord for myself. I don't need you to tell me.
Do you still sin?
The Lord tells me.
Do you still sin?
And he's not you.
Tommy, do you still sin? Do you still sin?
And like I said, the Lord going to show you.
Tommy, do you still?
Because I'm going to be praying. The Lord, please show him.
I'm going to ask you one other time. Do you still sin?
You are not God, Jesse.
Tommy, do you sin?
You are not Tommy nothing. You are not God, Jesse. And nothing. God going to show you, too.
Joelle want to talk to you. Hold on.
I know the Lord for myself.
Hold on, Joelle. A young black male want to talk to you.
Jesse.
Hold on, Tommy. Hold on. Yes, Joelle, help Tommy. What do you think?
I'm curious to. I want to know if Tommy still sins.
I'm
like
here.
That question.
What are you saying?
Do you still sin as a?
Well, I can't. Pardon me?
Yeah, you. Do you still sin?
What you ask me?
Oh, do you still sin?
I'm a sinner, and you are too. I'm saved by grace. But, I am saved by grace.
But if you save,
okay.
How are you
and
still
I repent.
Sinning?
I repent. I said, Lord, if I have done anything today that wasn't pleasing in your sight, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Do you understand me?
Tommy, that's insane.
You don't tell me how to pray.
How are you going to be an evangelist?
You don't know nothing. And God's going to show you, Mr. Jesse.
Tommy, how
God
you going to
show you?
Are you married, Tommy?
I know you think you're above everybody on this earth.
Are you married?
Okay? But you are not above God. And you ain't
Tommy,
above
I got to go.
The Lord come to me himself.
No, you don't.
I don't need
no,
to tell me
that's
what
Satan.
The Lord say.
That's Satan.
I've known the Lord all my life.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
All my life since I was a baby.
No, you haven't.
He came to me when I was a little infant in the crib.
That was Satan.
And healed me from fever. My mama told me.
Oh,
and
your mama.
You've had me ever
no
since.
No wonder. Your
he
mama told you that.
Ever since the Lord. And you can't stop it, Jesse.
Your mama
and
told you that.
You have an account of what you're telling me today. You
tell
believe me.
Tell me. I got to run.
I know the Lord for myself. I don't need you to tell me about God.
You don't know God.
God, you don't know him either.
Well, whatever.
You don't know him either.
Whatever.
But you're going to know him.
All right. Tommy,
soon
call me
very
again.
Soon. Mr. Peterson.
Call me again.
You are not God.
Tommy.
You are not Jesus. You are not the Holy Spirit.
Tommy.
Either in any of them.
Tommy. Tommy.
Tommy, nothing.
Calm down.
And I'm going to pray for you, Jesse.
Are you married?
You think you are God.
Do you have a husband?
I know what God told me. Well, that wasn't God.
Not from God.
Tell me that.
And that's not from God, Tommy. Satan is your daddy.
He didn't make you. Satan ain't got no power over God.
He got it over you.
Anything that he got it over you.
No, he has it over you.
He got it over you.
No, he has it over you.
He got it over you.
All right.
I have Jesus. Jesus
no, you
died
don't.
For me.
No, you don't.
No, you don't have God.
No.
Because you wouldn't be telling people where you talk to them, Jesse.
No.
Who do you think you are? You think you're God?
Who do you think you are?
You are not God.
Mr. Bishop.
Who do you think you are?
You're never going to get
and
my love,
see too.
Mr. Bishop.
And believe me,
you
if your old people out there in the audience listen to you, they going to know it.
Bye, Tommy.
So God's going to show
bye.
Them you're not him.
Bye.
Don't you worry, God, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, you need to go back to Alabama.
Bye.
My home state.
Whatever.
I'm older than you.
I can tell.
I'm older than you.
Uh-huh.
That's right, baby. And God going to show you. Now, you have a... Bye. I don't even say blessed day, because you evil, Jesse.
You don't want me to have
you
a blessed day?
You know everything. You don't know God.
But I know you.
He didn't appoint you to nothing.
I know you.
He got father. I know.
Bye, Tommy. I don't know.
I thought Christians supposed to wish their enemies well.
I know. But this is an example of what's happening in the black community as a result of the men being beta males, the preachers and others. These women like that have taken over, and they are misleading. They're all emotional. They're getting up in church, lying about God, telling them to tell them everybody else something. And the folks are so emotional in the black community, they believe these lies and they fall for it and nothing changes. Such a sad way to live, and nobody's calling these people on it. And it's been going on for years, along with the so-called civil rights movement. Irene, out of, but she's nice. Tommy's nice. I just wouldn't want to be married to her. So some of you know about the shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. That was a mass shooting at a country line dancing bar in Thousand Oaks, California. 13 people were killed, including a veteran police officer who ran into the building after he heard the shooting by himself. And reportedly, the guy shot him several times and killed him right away. Well, he didn't die right away. He was taken to the hospital. He later died. Well, the shooter is, according to Fox News, 28-year-old N. David Long was identified by police as a gunman who killed 13 people, including a cop and himself. Remember the families of the victims in your prayers today, all right? Let me go to Chance, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Let me take a chance. Hey, Chance.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well. I decided to take a chance and talk to you.
Yeah. How you doing today, Jesse?
All is well. How old are you, Chance?
I'm 39 years of age.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I've been checking out your channel for a few days, I find it entertaining. One of the questions I have for you, though, Jesse, is a lot of the things you say towards black people, it's very off-putting. It's very, I would say, disrespectful, demeaning. And if you truly want to try to help us, and I know you don't like to say, you like to say we or the very few or however you like to categorize it, if you really want to help us, because I consider myself as an us, if you really want to help us, maybe you shouldn't be so off-putting, because if I wasn't intelligent, I would put down your channel as soon as I looked at it. I would look at you as a crackpot. I seen your foundation, that you nonprofit that you started, and it seems like when I see or hear somebody call in support of you, it really seems like it comes across as scripted to me. Now, maybe it's real. Of course, maybe it's real. I don't know these people, but it comes off as scripted to me. So what I want to say is you point your fingers at blacks or us. When are you going to take some accountability? I know you don't consider yourself as one of us, but being that you look like one of us, you would have a better chance of reaching us.
When you say us, what are you going to... No, finish your question.
Yes,
when am I going to what?
When are you going to take some... You've done a great job of pointing your finger and pointing out things that everybody knows. Good job, Jesse. You pointed out this. You pointed out that. You pointed out all this great information that everybody already knows that you didn't even need to say. When are you going to step up and say, besides this little nonprofit that... you come off as a crackpot. I mean,
so when you say,
you listen to you,
what's your
yes,
question,
sir,
though?
Yes,
you're
I'm
about
sorry.
To ask me when I'm going to what? Finish your question.
When are you going to take some accountability and actually do something towards trying to help rehabilitate us if we, in fact, need rehabilitation?
Okay, good question. First of all, then I'll answer the question. When you say us, what do you mean us?
Us as Me, not including you, because I know you like to say you don't like to include yourself
right.
in us.
And when you
but
say
what I'm saying is us, as I guess what you would call ignorant black people.
So
you know
like,
what I'm saying? Like,
so are you so you're referring to black people when you say us. Are you every black person?
Of course not, but that's what I'm saying.
Then why do you say us? Why do you say us if you're not? Why do you say us if you're not every black person?
Because when you speak of us, you always stereotype us and lump us.
No, I'm asking you, why do you see yourself as us if you say you're not every black person? Why you call yourself us?
Because if a person does not get a chance to get to know me and see me, they're going to automatically lump me into that category as us.
What person would do that?
The woman in that wouldn't let the guy come into his own apartment at the place. He didn't get it. She didn't get a chance to know him. All she did was say, "Oh, you look threatening. Let me question you. Let me persecute you."
Oh, you mean the white woman that let the white woman that let the black guy in the building and he tried to rape her?
No. The woman that stopped the guy at the door that was trying to come into his own building.
How about the one that let him in and the other guy in and he tried to rape her?
Well, I mean, that the relevance to that is to the question that I was asking. I mean, of course, there's always going to be an incident that you can point to explain a point. What I'm saying is, you asked me a question about why do I see myself as a us is because before a person gets a chance to know me, they're going to automatically assume that I am a us, an ignorant black person. That's why I say us.
And the reason for that is because most black people, not all, but most black people have not self-corrected themselves, and they have allowed their children and their folks in their communities to go out of control. And now it's at a point where other cultures don't trust all black people because how would they know the good ones from the bad? So unfortunately, because the good ones have not corrected the bad ones, they have to suffer with the bad.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Yes.
When were we as black people allowed to be able to start reading and things like that?
When you did what now?
When were we as black people allowed to start reading, like as far as not being punished or reprimanded for being able to read?
What does that have to do with the lack of character in the black community now?
I'm about to explain that if you would answer the question, but I can answer it.
That's a dumb question. It doesn't apply to anything.
Yes, because you say get rid of affirmative action, but if we weren't allowed to read until
what
a certain point.
What do you mean? You were not allowed to read?
How are we supposed to be ahead?
So,
how are we supposed to be ahead?
So, Chance.
How are we not supposed
were,
to be dumber?
Hold on, Chance.
How are we not?
Chance,
I'm
hold
sorry.
On.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You were not allowed to read?
No.
You were
my
not?
My great-grandparents were not allowed to read.
What does that have to do with you?
Because we're talking, what I'm referring to, as you say, affirmative action, take that away, get away with that.
You're all over the place. What does that have to do with you? You were allowed to read, right?
What I'm saying is,
were you allowed to read, right?
Of course I was, yes. I'm 30 years old.
And do you know any black under the age of 80 that was not allowed to read?
That's what we're talking about. Whether or not it's a head start, an advantage.
Do you know any black under the age of 80 that were not allowed to read?
So you're saying in 80 years we should have made up that gap?
Answer the question.
In 80 years we should have made
up that
gap. Answer
the question.
This is not our dialect anyway.
Judge, Your Honor, he is not answering the question, Your Honor. Answer the question. Do you know any black under the age of 80? Beta,
are you serious? I've been married for 17
years. That doesn't mean you're not a beta.